You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up, what's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up? What's up, everybody? Yeah. I just had the funnest game on Call of Duty ever. Ever. Our team lost, and it was still the most fun game I've ever had on Call of Duty. You know why? Because I massacred their whole team. At the end of the match, well, let's back this up. In the beginning of the match, they went for the triple cap, right? Capping all the flags on domination. You guys know I play domination. If you don't know, now you know. And so they got A, B, and C flag, right? Like right out of the gate. And so I'm like, oh, okay. All right, you want to play that triple cap BS? All right, we can play that. So I killed this one dude who was on our flag in our spawn. Like he's all up in our spawn. And he goes, bitch. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm the bitch, right? I'm the bitch? All right, cool. We about to find out. We about to see who the bitch is. I massacred their whole team. At the end of the game, they were like, this one dude was like, man, fuck the red team. Y'all already know what time it is. Fuck the red team. I said, I fucked your whole team. As a matter of fact, I got 10 more kills than everyone on your team. I fucked your whole team. This dude is like, shut the hell up, pussy ass nigga. Pussy ass nigga. That's my new shit. Pussy ass nigga. Fuck you, pussy ass nigga. Motherfucking pussy ass nigga. Like, goddamn. Pussy ass nigga. I'm gonna say it one more time. Pussy ass nigga. Like, he's so mad. That dude is so salty that the ocean called him a thief. That dude is so salty, snow is melting, trying to push him back into the ocean. Yeah, I went there. I went there. All right, let's get into this. Man, that was fun. All right, so, for the podcast. You know what the problem with politics is? Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. There's a mayor here, a mayor there, and then there's a senator over the whole thing, and there's also not only a senator, but there's senators for senators, and I'm like, I'm not even making sense right now because the politics doesn't make sense right now. Let me rephrase this. Okay, there's mayors, right? But you also have precinct committeemen, but we're not even gonna talk about that, right? And nobody's even in charge of them, right? And then there's mayors. Nobody's even really in charge of them. And then there's governors. Nobody's even really in charge of them. And then there's senators, and nobody's really even in charge of them. Do you understand where I'm going here? Too many chiefs, not enough Indians. So Tom Cruise running for president is as big of a joke as his commercial for his non-existent campaign is. I mean, if you haven't seen it, please go to my Twitter, twitter.com/chancecampaign, and have yourself a look. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll find it. It's a video, it's right there. And don't look in the media, just scroll down until you find it. It's not far down there. He's like, hey, I think I know this country. I think I'm gonna run for president. Durr. Chance is doing it. I think I can do it too if he's doing it. Come on, Kanye, do it with me. When in fact, it's probably the opposite. Kanye is probably the one saying this instead. Hey, if Chance can do it, I can do it. I think I can do it too. Durr, durr, I'm gonna run for president. Durr, durr, durr. Look, I'm not trying to make fun of these people. I'm just pointing out the irony of this all. This is so ironic, it's not even funny. You can't even put a label on how ironically stupid this is. Like, I've been talking about this since like 2012. I officially announced it in 2013. And here I am running for president. What, Kanye admitted he wanted to run for president, what, like last year, the year before, like a couple years ago, right? I've been talking about it since Obama first got elected again. So, I mean, you're just now talking about, hey, I got a campaign now, nigga. Nigga, I got a campaign. No, you don't. Let's say you do. Okay, yes, he does. How far are you gonna go with it? Not very far with Elon Musk being your backup spokesman, the guy who fully supports you. You're not getting very far, bro. Like, seriously. Elon Musk, human trafficking, child trafficking, slave laboring, Elon Musk. Oh, there's a fake virus out, but I'm gonna make it work anyways. So come and arrest me. Maybe I should. Prima Donna Trump took money from George Soros. They both donated to Hillary's re-election, and Trump refuses to even breathe the name George Soros at all, much less even tweet about it. After all, Trump did try to change the subject about George Soros when a reporter brought him up. You understand what I'm saying here? A reporter's like, well, what about George Soros? Oh, sweetheart, let's talk about anything else. Anything but George Soros. Of course he wants to talk about anything but George Soros. Why would he want to talk about George Soros? It would make no sense for him to want to talk about George Soros. Because that leads to self-incrimination, and he definitely doesn't want to do that. As a matter of fact, this dude is so hell-bent on not self-incriminating that he will never ever admit that he's ever done anything. He's perfect. It was a perfect call to the Prime Minister or whatever. Everything was perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. You're making things up, Pelosi. You're imagining things. Why don't you go sit back down? No, don't clap for me. Don't be smug, just go sit back down. Stop running your flappy mouth. Just trying to put things into perspective for you. As a matter of fact, I told Trump to hang George Soros for treason. That he needs to be hung or shot for treason on his Facebook page. And George Soros reported that to the FBI as a death threat. I'm not making this up. But the FBI doesn't see it that way, George. In fact, no one does. Just you. I mean, God. Whenever I submitted the comments on Trump's official Facebook page, the page owner reported it to Facebook as spam and had them all removed. I was only bringing awareness to terrorist activity going on in our nation. And I said that it's time to bring the hammer down on him. Sorry, did I say hammer? Oops, I meant to say gavel. I don't need that fairy getting all sensitive on me again. Gosh, what a dweeb. Speaking of dweebs, you should see that maggot's son. He's got the most chapped lips ever in his avatar photo. What the? Put on some lip balm and get another headshot done, you dweeb. You ever heard of glamour photos, glamour shots? Maybe you need to pay them a visit when the mall opens back up, you herb. Alex Soros. Alexander Soros. Go look at his Twitter. Go look at his Instagram. He's proudly sporting that chap lip photo. Like, what a creepy little dude that one is. Seriously. You couldn't have gotten a better headshot than that. I know you've got more money than that. This dude, his daddy is so rich. Do you know how he got rich? This is how he got rich. He went to Germany after getting convicted in France. I believe it's France. He got convicted, and he's a convicted felon in France for, guess what? Insider trading. What's going on here? What Obama has made legal here. You heard me right. Obama made insider trading legal. They have taken it to a whole nother level. But we're not going to dig into that. I mean, just like, look at all these fraudulent tragedies in the name of insider trading. Just going to put it there. If you don't understand that, then maybe you should take a look into put option trading. What's a put option trade? What triggers a put option trade? Hello, number one is a tragedy. Why does George Soros deny funding the riots, much less being involved with the electronic voting machines? What, it's all Jim Murren on this one? I think not. I think they're all involved in this. It's ridiculous. And you heard me right. He denied being involved with these electronic voting machines going around. There are so many criminals influencing elections. Like, it's crazy. The biggest criminal influencing the election is PG&E. I think that's her name. Gavin Money. Let's just call him Gavin Money. We're going to retire Gavin Nuisance for a little bit. Okay, so Gavin Money. I can't even right now, dude. I can't take this seriously. Gavin Newsom took money from them. The company is a convicted felon. You treat companies that are committing crimes as a person. You treat a company as a person, especially in court. It's crazy. It's crazy. He took money from them. Since we're on the subject of politicians taking money from seedy characters, yeah, Gavin Newsom took money from a convicted felon and also refuses to give an answer on why, and instead says, that's a weird question. Next. No, he really said, that's a weird question. Like, why would you ask me that type of, that's a weird question? I think the public deserves to know why you took seedy money. Call me crazy, but I think we all deserve to know why. So, Gavin Nuisance, why did you take the money from a convicted felon? As far as I understand, it's not against the law, but it's very unethical as a politician to take lobbyist money, whatever you want to call it, taking donations from convicted felons. That's nuts. That is nuts. Like, you knew where the money was coming from. But, okay. You didn't even think twice about it. You and You and the Democrats and the Republicans all took that seedy money from the convicted felon. It wasn't just Gavin. One of the politicians had said that they gave the money back. It was like $1,500. Wasn't much to begin with. They gave the money back. They said they gave the money back. But who knows if they did or didn't? Who knows? We'd have to dig into their financial reports. But whatever. That's not my job, is it? So, I mean, really? Why aren't we pressing Gavin Newsom even harder for that? Really makes you wonder, huh? Because, that's a weird question. Right? Wrong. That's a very sensible question. It's a very valid question. And we're questioning your ethics. I mean, am I wrong here, you guys? Should we not question where politicians get their money from? They've got a ton of it. Gavin Newsom took like, what was it, $158,000? Yeah, two different ways, but took $158,000 from them. Crazy, right? Crazy. So, moving on. Jeffrey Epstein is connected to Donald Trump, Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates. Notice I didn't say was connected to. He is connected to. He's still alive. Does the virus distraction make sense to you yet? What about Jared Kushner's tie to Mohammed bin Salman? Or Musk's Kanye for President endorsement? This all relates back to Jeffrey Epstein. So, would you like to know how Jeffrey and Elon Musk are connected? Here, I'll tell you. Business Insider reports, in an interview published in the New York Times on August 12th, Epstein claimed that Elon Musk had sought him out to help manage the trouble he had gotten into with the SEC a year earlier, in August 2018. Epstein told reporter James B. Stewart that he had promised to keep his work for Tesla private because of his prior conviction for sex trafficking, I believe, of minors. Epstein also warned that both Musk and Tesla would deny their connection to Epstein if it ever became public. In a statement to Business Insider, a spokesperson for Musk denied Epstein's claims of having served as an advisor to the CEO. Musk and his appointee, I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein's appointee, Maxwell, his partner in crime, Musk and Maxwell were photographed at an Oscars after party hosted by former Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter on March 2nd, 2014 in West Hollywood. The same Musk spokesperson told Business Insider that Ghislaine, I guess that's how you say her name, simply inserted herself behind him in a photo he was posing for without his knowledge. Bullshit! Musk has confirmed crossing paths with Epstein at least once. Musk, Epstein, and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg were all guests at a dinner hosted by LinkedIn CEO Reid Hoffman sometime after he was released from jail in 2008. Makes you wonder. So let's talk about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Epstein said that, we're just gonna call him MBS, because that's what it says here, had visited Epstein's Manhattan mansion many times and had a framed photo of the Crown Prince hanging on the wall. Representatives of MBS did not respond to Business Insider's request for comment. Yeah. And Kushner and Mohammed bin Salman are on a text messaging basis. Yeah, they're on a text messaging basis. And as a matter of fact, the prince says he's got Kushner in his back pocket. He has pocketed Kushner. So yeah. And you know who Jared Kushner is, right? He's married to Ivanka Trump. You know who Ivanka Trump is, right? She's the daughter that the current president says is hot or whatever. So yeah. Epstein's personal assistant, Maxwell, has videotapes of all these pedophiles and rapists and is ready to work with the FBI. Someone on Twitter wants to know if the Clintons are still even in the United States. Do you think they're on the run from the law? I'm guessing the Bill Clinton crew is McAfee's inundation of questioners on how to live like Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is douchebag John McAfee? Murderer John McAfee has received an overwhelming number of requests on how to evade convictions. They want to know how he's never been caught. Perhaps we're giving him more than enough rope to hang himself with. Who knows? You should see this dude. He looks like he's so jacked up on whatever he can get his hands on that he's the real-life Yahoo Serious, daddy-o. Serious. I can't even right now. Did you know that T-Mobile partnered with McAfee in order to protect your identity? What? I'm confused. I mean, I guess that McAfee knows how to protect his identity. He's only been on the run from the law for like years now. Like he's a quote unquote alleged murderer. He murdered like, what was it, his next door neighbor? And then started running from the law with all his billions of dollars that he made off of infecting your computers. You heard me right. So I got this person that I know, and he would always say, McAfee is the virus. It's not antivirus software. McAfee is the virus. So, you see where we're going here? You see what I'm linking all together for you? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth yet? Like, I really want to know. Because I've pieced everything together for you. The general public, the listener, my fans, my friends, my family members, people who hate me, people who just generally don't know about me. I'm putting everything together for you in a nice, neat little package, and I'm putting it in a basket, and I'm letting it just go right down the stream, And the only place to stream Dead Ends at is the ocean of your consciousness. Do you guys understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Seriously. Like, I want to keep asking you that because you need to understand what I'm telling you. You think Kanye West running for president is a good thing? Not. Kanye West just got an endorsement, fully endorsed, from Elon Musk. Human trafficking, child trafficking, slave labor, Elon Musk. If this doesn't tie all of them and all of this together for you, then I really don't know what to tell you. Because I'm tired of all the online trolls talking about, oh, this is stupid. Oh, you're such a liar. Really, if I'm such a liar, why is everybody reporting it? I'm not the only one piecing this together. Although I'm the one sewing everything together for you, I'm over here knitting you a freaking quilt. I'm knitting you an Afghan quilt. And it spells everything out for you on it. So every time you cover your head in the sand with this Afghan quilt, every time you bury yourself in your bed and you're covering yourself with this Afghan quilt, you see the fine print. You can't escape it. You wake up and you look at it. I'm writing this all on your freaking rooftop. So if you're flying over your house, you can see it from a plane or a helicopter. I'm doing it in crop circles in a field, so that way you have no option but to see it. I'm writing this on your ceiling, so it's the first thing you look at when you wake up. I have pieced everything together for you. Why? Because you think I want you voting for Trump or Kanye West or, God forbid, Tom Cruise. I mean, let's just look at how many people who have jumped into the race ever since I've announced my presidential bid. Ever since I've started running, we've had, what is his name? De Blasio from New York. He dropped out. We've had Biden. He's still there. Trump. He's still there. We've had, what's her name? Some of these names are like really slipping my mind because I just don't care about them that much. But look at all the people who have joined and jumped out. But let's think about people who said they were gonna join and didn't even join. What's his name? I'm surprised Reverend Al Sharpton hasn't jumped in. Like, who's gonna vote for him, right? But Black America? I think Black America is even more tired of Reverend Al Sharpton than anybody else. God, what is his name? I keep thinking his name is Booker. Booker T. That's what he reminds me of. Eric Holder. Yeah. What business does he have running for president? Really? Like, I'm just baffled at the audacity of these people. All these people have jumped in and fallen out of the race. They're dropping like flies. I mean, how long until everybody else just drops out? And why did Tom Cruise and Kanye West announce their presidential campaign on the same weekend? In the same weekend, 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. They both announced their campaign darn near the same day. Back to back. All together now. Is this all making sense to you yet? They want you to include them in this all togetherness. They want to unify us. I'm sorry, but I'm not unifying with pedophiles. I'm not unifying with slave laborists. I'm not unifying with child freaking pornography dealers. Bill freaking Clinton and Bill Gates can suck my big toe. Seriously. with their hands tied behind their back and a blindfold on. You know what my big toe is, right? Think about it. It's a conviction of treason. That's my big toe. The big guns. I don't even want to say it. But I'm going to anyways. Fuck you. Seriously. Bill Gates, fuck you. You pedophile rapist. When's the last time you even touched Melinda? Or is it Melinda doesn't want to touch you and your liver-spotted face? Fuck you, Bill Gates. You can get another pie to the face. Everybody go look up at Chance Campaign on Twitter. Bill Gates can get a pie to the face. Go look it up. Watch the video. Let it repeat a billion times. It's great. It's funny. It's miraculous. You'll never want to see anything ever again. You'll only want to see that. Every day of your life, you'll want to see Bill Gates getting a pie to the face. Because everybody knows that this virus doesn't exist. And anybody who talks about it is shunned. Shame on you. Shame on you. No Ubuntu for you. Only convictions. You better run. Because here come the big guns. And this is not a death threat. This is proverbial speaking. This is, how do you say? What's the phrase? What's the phrase here? This is, how do you say? How do you say? This is, how do you say? Rhetorical speaking. Speaking. And I spit on your pity. For real, dude. Y'all can suck my big toe. I don't even care anymore. And why should I? Look at what you're doing to we the people. It's sick. But you expect us to believe it. You expect us to believe you. Spare me the agony. Oh, the irony.